Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to clubs in Miami to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being here, being involved, being engaged. That's always good. Head up to the website, though, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including just sign up for the email blast. We do it once a week. I don't beat you up with them. And when you're done with the email blast, then go ahead and sign up for the text alerts. You can quit either one at any time. You want to text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and involved and engaged. You know, my biggest irritant with the most, not all, I got friends that are not there. My biggest irritant is with this damn double standards. I don't have any other name for it. Democrat double standards, period, end of discussion. And when it comes to what's acceptable and what's not, the rules are not the same for both sides. Right? Really that simple. And if, here, it's a perfect example here. When it comes to sexual activity, when it comes to how they hold them, carry themselves in Congress or what have you, right, there's different rules for each side of the aisle. When it comes to how they conduct business and what they do, you know, that whole quid pro quo thing. When you look at what has taken place, who had actually admitted to doing it? One did, one didn't. I guess if you admit to doing it or almost doing it, thinking you've done it, then the bottom line was you get a walk. You get, it's nice, it's okay, it's good. A Virginia lawmaker wants, ready for this? Now listen carefully. Virginia lawmaker once jailed for having sex with his underage secretary, won election to the state Senate Tuesday. Democrat Joe Morrissey, he easily defeated independent Waylon Ross by winning more than 64% of the vote to represent the 16th Senate District, a seat long held by Democrats. I mean, when you look at this, here's a guy that, for all intents and purposes, shouldn't even have been considered for this. Having sex with his underage secretary. Are we serious? If he was a Republican, see, I know you guys hate that if thing, but it's true. You wouldn't let this go. You'd be looking for impeachment for him or resignation for him now. Morrissey, a former state legislator, spent 6 months in jail in 2015 after pleading guilty to a misdemeanor delinquency of a minor after a sex scandal involving his then 17-year-old secretary. The couple has since married and had 3 children. Just amazing. That makes it all okay, by the way. Morrissey continued serving in the state legislature while he was jailed. How? You're in jail. How do you stay in the legislature? He made an unsuccessful bid for the mayoral race of Richmond. And he had his law license revoked last year. That's just according to the local news station. Now, Democrats picked up a net of 2 state Senate seats and a net of 6 seats in the House delegates race on Tuesday. taking control of both chambers of Virginia's legislature for the first time in more than 20 years. How in God's creation that happened? I guess they want to be like California. That's what happened. Right? I just constantly are confused by these kind of things. No, really, I'm not trying to be nasty, mean, or call this guy out. But we've started, as a society now, we've started accepting these behaviors. These are okay. Let's just wipe them away. Not a big deal. It's consensual sex. As long as it's Democrat consensual sex. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's 90, doesn't look it. But maybe he's 19 years old and it's close to the age and all is up. No, that's not it. But this is wrong. And this is what is wrong. We keep accepting these forms of behavior, these types of behavior. And it's never right. It's never okay. So what's prompting this part of the hour, the segment, the whatever, is Donald Trump going on The View today. And I got to give him credit for that. Talk about a total waste of time. Right? But I'll tell you something. As a, how do I want to put this? As a defiant conservative, one who loves to, you know, I don't walk a lockstep with Republicans. So as a defiant conservative, the way I see it, my point of view, is you do what the right thing to do is. You go, you know, I used to go to CNN on a regular basis. I used to go to RT. These are not places that favorite or that you know, consider a guy like me somebody they want to have there. When I used to go to CNN, it was terrible. I mean, look, the people that worked there were great. Nice people. But the guests that were in the green room, you're a conservative and they figured that out? My God, they talk like you're not even there, number one. And number two, have no problem being as nasty as humanly possible as they can to you. So that's always fun. So we're going to play the clip, so we're going to talk a little bit about The View today and what they did. Because they had, you know, you talk about a group of people. See, I could say group of women because they are all women, usually except for the guest. But you talk with a group I'll just say it because you guys are going to get mad at me no matter what I say anyhow. You got a group of women sitting around the table that don't want to hear from anybody else anything that isn't what they're believing, what they believe to be truth and right. This is a perfect example of that. Just listen and watch. You'll see it. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or FLA OneRouterSHROUTERS.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or FlashRouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, give a call if you don't believe what we're talking about. You know, I get emails, I get text messages, that kind of stuff. And I know some of you say you don't want to hear your voice, you're not really up to that kind of thing. But let your voice be heard in some way, shape, manner, or form. I don't care. Again, text me the message, email me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. So, we're talking about the Democrat double standard. I could go on this for days and days and days. We've done the Biden thing a million times over. I want you to really think about what would happen if Trump Jr. got a job with an over... Well, look at... even if there was a small, minor contract that was given to Trump from another country to the Trump Towers, the Trump Industries, whatever you want to call it. So... I love how they're ripping up, Biden gets this job.
gets a couple of contracts for his firm. And even says in an interview that his last name didn't hurt. That's for sure. Is that an admission of something? I mean, if the quid pro quo thing is out there, and the admission is simply because Donald Trump said, hey, I'd like to see you guys do something about this issue with what happened in 2016. Look into it. Look into the corruption. And he's guilty. Well, Biden should already be in jail by those standards, don't you think? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Trump Jr. was on The View. God bless him. I wouldn't do it. I'm so tired of these people. Because they won't listen to reason anyhow. There's no getting to listen to reason anyhow. So we're going to play the clip. I'm going to speak through it as I always do. You'll have to put up with it and deal with it. And I am constantly amazed that you sit there with these people, you show them the evidence, and you're still wrong. And the other thing we're going to deal with a little bit in the clip is that when he starts bringing up some of the things that others are approved of, they're like, we're not talking about them. But we are talking about them. We are always talking about, quote-unquote, them. When there is a lifestyle, when there is a behavior that you accept from them, but you don't for Trump. And you don't for Trump Jr. When you don't allow true equality, like the job thing, if you would. You know, the Trump boys, they stopped doing business overseas. They're not entering into any major contracts with overseas countries. So I wanted to give that some thought, but Biden, no problem, right? They're giving him a pass. Let's take a listen.
You guys are here. We're going to get to Trigger the Book in a moment and your relationship, but you...
No, you won't. I just thought I'd put it out there now.
You did something that triggered a lot of people yesterday, including myself, by releasing the name of the whistleblower. The whistleblower whose complaint has now led to impeachment hearings. The whole point of releasing a name is to intimidate someone, to threaten someone, and to scare other people from coming out. That's something that dictators do. I've lived in China. I've seen that firsthand. That's not what America does. That's not who we do. We stand by our people. Why did you want to release the name?
I think the reality of the answer is the whistleblower's name was on a little website called The Drudge Report a couple of days ago. It was in Real Clear Politics. I literally quote tweeted an article that had the guy's name in the title of the article. So that whole thing is nonsense. But I wish the outrage would be equal. I mean, there was no outrage when, you know, my family got an exploding letter of, you know, with white powder substance in it. You know, they're protecting a guy, you know, in the CIA, and it's great outrage. But when your family gets something, it's there. And that's a big part of the book, which is, it's not a level playing field in terms of outrage. We do live in an outrage culture.
He has to be anonymous. Your family did not. There's a difference.
But he literally...
Now, coming from the brain surgeon known as Joy Behar, I just want to remind you that.
Millions of people, and for days, he's been out there in the media. So what's the difference
He's already out there. His name's already been floating all around the place. Most people already knew what it was. But notice, it's not okay for him to do it. Okay for them, not okay for him. Oh, because he's the president's son.
The president's son does it, though, isn't it?
Why? I mean, I'm a private citizen putting this out there. If everyone in this room would have read this, I don't see any difference whatsoever. It seems to me, and again, my point of view on this, it seems to me that everyone is outraged that his name is out there because now people are saying, okay, he's tied to Joe Biden while Joe Biden was working in the White House. He has ties to Brennan, who's been leading the cabal on Trump. But let's be honest about what it is.
But just to be clear, that's not why I'm outraged. I'm outraged because I care about diplomacy in this country. I care about how we protect the people when they see a wrongdoing, they go through the proper political channels, and they are protected for doing that. So you can say that whatever
But see, all of this that she's talking about is, what did Joe Biden call it? It's a line of malarkey. And the reason it's a line of malarkey is because the whistleblower was never meant to, the whistleblower law, if you would, was never meant to keep the person's name quiet or anonymous. Matter of fact, as it pertains to the government, it was meant so the name could be given, so the person could be identified. Because the whistleblower law is all about making sure there's no repercussion to that person. So, how would you do that? If you do what these women want you to do, how would you do that? You work for a company, you create the whistleblowing report, whatever that might be. You turn that in, and now somebody doesn't know who did it or who didn't do it. I'm upset because somebody told a lie or told on me. I may start coming down on everybody in the department. What do you think? Right? I mean, that might make it miserable for everyone. So the whistleblower, the whole spirit behind it was to allow Frank Smith sitting there at his desk, knowing that the boss and the secretary next to him were having an affair, and that's why he wasn't getting his promotion, and the boss wasn't getting his work done, and he was doing, the whistleblower was doing the work. I mean, you could create a really crazy picture here, and he could go to the higher-ups and say, hi, my name is John Smith. These two are having an affair. I know they're having an affair, and I think it's affecting, you know, my potential to be moved up in the company. That's the simplest form. That's what it was meant for. These guys have taken it to a whole different degree. It isn't a spying event. It isn't a spy event. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? If you're a whistleblower, and especially in this case, not a big deal, but we need to know what his motives were. And the fact that he worked for Biden, sure, that doesn't mean anything. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It appears Democrat Michael Bloomberg wants to run for president. This year's presidential race could turn into a head-to-head matchup between the two wealthy New York City businessmen, President Donald Trump, and the former New York City mayor, Mike Bloomberg, who, by the way, is a billionaire as well. Reports Bloomberg expected to file paperwork in order to get in on the Alabama Democratic primary. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who used to be senator in Alabama, running for his old job. job. Unclear if President Trump will support his run, as he was clearly disappointed with his performance as AG during the Russia investigation. And President Trump on Twitter talking about Wall Street, he tweets, "Stock market up big today, a new record. Enjoy!" Explanation point. The Dow gaining 182 points to close at 27,674. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hit me so hard.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side of GCL. I'm sorry, every time I hear that, I know he's still listening, so he's going to throw something at me. Every time I hear that, I always think of our buddy, right? Corey Duncan. I just can see him in parachute pants doing that dance, and I know he's going to send me a negative in any minute now. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. We're talking about the Democrat double standards and the things that are going on. I got to tell you. It used to be I would defend the Democrats. In my early days of the show, if you go back and check it, I would defend their actions. I would say, you know, they have a right to do A, B, and C, just like we do. I wouldn't let people call it. But it's gotten to the point where it truly is adversarial all the time. It's gotten to the point now where the left sees us as the enemy. I don't see Democrats as the enemy. I don't see them as nasty people as a whole. Okay? Yeah, they got lunatics. I mean, I went through something yesterday. I actually had a half a dozen Democrats call me, and they didn't like what was going down, and they supported me. All right? Didn't like what their party was doing. So let's not do that to them, just like I don't want you to do it to me. I mean, Alex Jones is on my network. That doesn't mean I'm Alex Jones. It doesn't mean and again, good, bad, or indifferent. I'm not going to tell you where I stand, but there are plenty of people who love him and plenty of people who don't love him. But don't lump me in with him because I share the same network he does. And again, for clarity, that's not a knock on him. But when you know, when you're doing these things, and I, you know what? This thing with Donald Trump has got me irritated to no end. Donald Trump Jr. shouldn't have to go through this, right? He doesn't get paid. He has given up. That whole family has given up money. And yet you loons on the left, you're protecting people to become millionaires and billionaires when they can barely afford a suit when they go into Congress. All right, so more of The View. Yeah, I'm trying to do this, trying to keep my lunch down, trying to do this. Take a listen.
Let's not kid ourselves.
The name has been out there for 5 days.
That doesn't make it right.
So they're arguing about the name of the whistleblower. The name has been out all over the place, all over the interweb. But when Donald Trump Jr. retweets the story, it now becomes
a mega federal case.
But nevertheless, ABC is right now
chasing down a whistleblower about all of the Epstein stuff because those stories were killed. So if we're going to have the conversation about the outrage about whistleblowers, you work with CBS.
He's so right. This is that double standard we keep talking about. You can't expect it in one place and not the other. You can't expect to hold Republicans or conservatives and their feet to the fire over certain stories or whistleblowers or getting stories out. But yet the Epstein story is a whole different animal. It was okay to hold it back. And what they're going to say is, no, we're not talking about that now. Well, did you accept it then? Were you okay with it then? And the girls have to be careful because they're on ABC. And ABC is the one that decided to hold that story.
I'm going to ask one question.
You're one of the co-hosts of the show. You can ask any question you want to.
Can we stick to what she asked in the question? Just because if we start getting off on
this, my point is hypocrisy, and again, a big.
I'm with him. It's all about hypocrisy. See. It's just like, what was her name? Is it Joe DiMaggio? No, I'm not gonna hang her out because I don't know if it was her or not. But one of the famous ones. And she came out and she basically said, you know, you can't talk about, they should have never had Donald Trump Jr. on The View. Right? Because we can't give those people a platform. You can't allow that kind of information out there. That tells me that what she's saying is that Donald Trump Jr. is lying. Donald Trump Jr. is a liar. You can't trust anything he says, right? I mean, think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So when he tries to show them their hypocrisy, they jump all over him. Anytime you're ready.
A big part of why I wrote the book is because there's so much hypocrisy out there. Now, I understand that the mainstream media is left-leaning. I don't think anyone's ever debated that or doubted that for a long time. But they've gotten rid of the pretense of objectivity at this point. There is no, they're like, you know what, we're just going to be the marketing wing of the other side.
Just let me interrupt. If you talk about hypocrisy, you seem fine with people leaking information if it makes you and your father look good. Because we...
You can see in her face how much disdain she has for him. I don't know. That's not, you know, again, it's, let's get something straight. This is not a news show, right? Show for commentary. That's what it's for. It's entertainment. And let me tell you what, from my point of view, when you look at it, it is entertainment.
This has been going on for the other side forever.
Is a cyber terrorist, right? And I think a Russian puppet. You are fine promoting his stuff and your dad praising him on the campaign trail if it makes you look good. So.
I love this Russian puppet thing. This is now this is their new mantra. Everybody's a Russian puppet, a Russian agent, or what have you. And if I can find the clip, I'm going to play that Tulsi Gabbard clip where she calls out Joy. She calls this crew out, and they deny it. They back away from something that's out there all over the Internet. They're liars.
So how is this whistleblower who went through the right channels, how are you now releasing him?
How is he a whistleblower? When, now, she's gonna deny, by the way. This woman is just wonderful. She's gonna deny the fact that this is truly, that the transcript that the president released was truly a transcript. It was just a memo.
His name and putting his life in danger, but WikiLeaks was doing the right thing.
If I can, just for us, thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity. So here's the thing. There's a lot of context to it, and I hear what you're saying. It's a fair enough question because he may be a private citizen, but nevertheless, he is the son of the president of the United States.
And a campaign surrogate.
And he's somebody who works as a campaign surrogate, but not officially with the campaign. But nevertheless, when you look at this facts and you look at the circumstance, you look at, in fact, even on this show, the first day after the election, he said, and now let's start with impeachment. This has been something that's been going, it's been a concerted effort by a lot of people who are disappointed by the results of the election to undo it and remove a duly elected president of the United States, number one. Number two, when you look, well, it was on the show on November 9th.
No, actually, it was.
They're going to deny it. They're going to deny it, because that's what you do, you just deny. We just had that recently with an ex-congresswoman. Deny.
We've had all kinds of stories. I listened. I'm asking for the same. We are an opinion show. Correct. That's what we do.
Correct.
What you seem to have done and feels very disingenuous because you can't say I'm a private citizen and yet you're in the middle of all of this. You're brought to the FBI folks. Everybody talked to you. You know, you're part of this. So when you release a name like that, even if it was out for 10 days or 20 days, you have to know that people, if you're talking about the white powder that your family got, this guy's family's getting the same thing. And why is it okay for one and not both?
We don't know that's actually happening to him, you know, first and foremost.
Well, we don't know that it happened to you. But what's taking your name?
Okay. They throw it out there with no... I want to play this through. They throw it out there with no knowledge. But the New York Police Department came to his house, right? I mean, this was all documented in Junior's case, but not the other guy. And I wonder whose side the crowd is on.
Stop yelling. I can hear you. It's like a miracle ear for Christmas. Kimberly,
you're a lawyer.
Yes.
And we've known each other. You were a former prosecutor. Yeah. I mean, did you advise your boyfriend that it is a federal crime to out a whistleblower?
I didn't advise him that it was a federal crime, but I did come out of the bathroom and say I left you alone for 10 minutes. What happened when Mama Cedar's gone? It's only a federal crime for the IG to do it.
That's in the statute.
Now, he's quoting statute now. Now the other woman's going to call him a liar. This is what I love. When they called Barack Obama a liar, when we found out that he actually wasn't telling the truth at the time, if you recall, we were terrible people. Whole different animal. Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is
Really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. They really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Just texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, when I go through these longer video clips, some of you have always seen them, and I get it, right? And when you try to understand, you've got to parse these words to really hear what they say. Because we all get caught up in the excitement in a moment, right? And you go into the clip and go, wow, whack, whack, whack. Oh, isn't that great? But you got to stop and listen. And you look at their facial inflections, look at their body language, right? And how they're speaking to each other. So here, let's continue on. Because I want to get through this. Because I really do want to comment. I think it's a big deal to understand how the... When you listen to Trump Jr. speak, they're not allowing him an inch of wiggle room. Not one inch. He's guilty on everything, no matter what he does. Their side gets away with all kinds of murder. And I do mean all kinds of murder.
That's a lie.
She's going to tell him every step of the way now, whenever he's lying and not telling the truth. I mean, as far as she's concerned. But he has obviously triggered her, which is the title of his new book, because she can't handle him at all. She is looking at him with such disdain. I don't know how she doesn't haul off and hit him at this point.
Under
U.S. code.
Okay, stop. Everybody stop. It's hard to hear.
Under U.S. code, section 1505, it is a crime.
It's not accurate. Just ask where Paul you went.
My law degree says it is. But nevertheless.
But he's not the individual.
Now, you got two lawyers sitting next to each other. Everyone's going to say, well, my law degree says you're wrong.
You did speak to him about that.
I talked to him, no, not prior to, after I said, oh, what happened? He said, well, they're saying that I released this and I outed. But if you look at the facts, and the facts are that the name was out there, I'm not saying, okay, I understand what you're saying, that perhaps, okay, it wasn't the most prudent decision to retweet.
See how nobody talked about the facts. See, he didn't out. This is the same thing I'm going through right now with other people. He didn't out that person. That person had already been outed. It already been through the internet on, you know, thousands of websites and other places. And then he did it after the fact, and it's all his fault. And that's how the left operates. Not for themselves, just for everybody else. That's how the left operates.
An article, but I'm going to tell you something. We talk about transparency. The President of the United States released the transcript of exactly what...
Now, here's their response. See... Nothing we do is truthful and right and good. That's how the left sees us. Nothing we do is good. Everything they do is righteous and holy and 100% on. It's amazing.
Happened in that phone call. Yeah. The whistleblower is giving his opinion or her opinion of what transpired.
I'd like to talk about that.
You know what
actually.
I'm saying? Yeah.
I'd like
so
to talk about that.
That's out there to say. He's not trying to hide anything.
I'd like to talk about that. Let me ask you, do you regret retweeting that?
Here's three of them now talking.
I think I should have to forego my First Amendment right. I didn't want to create hysteria, but if I'm reading an article, be like, oh, the name's out there. I didn't even realize that this thing's some sort of big sort of secret.
You don't regret doing that.
I don't regret doing it. No, I don't think I should have to forego my First Amendment rights. It's out there. I read it in an article. I've been reading it for a week. I saw it on the Drudge Report. Like, this is not some secret, but to then say, because it's Donald Trump Jr., because he's an outspoken guy, to then create, why was there no outrage when...
Look at her. She's doing so much to stay relevant and trying to make sense. This is not a MAGA rally. No. You're supposed to be having a conversation. You're supposed to be letting the man talk. When you ask him a question, let him respond. If you're going to call him a liar, then let him correct you. And that's not what you're doing. You're ganging up on him. You're over-talking him.
When Drudge Report, which is a major website, probably the largest aggregator of media news in America, he puts it out there a few days ago, and crickets. No problem with that.
Because probably not a lot of people knew that it was out there. But once you put it out,
millions of people see.
So what? So your comment is, and this is what I get it back to, true or false, right? Were you the first one to put it out there or not? Trump Jr. says no. That's a true statement. Do not say that nobody knew who his name was until you put it out there. That's a false statement. What you guys are getting have pretty much perfected at this point in time.
Yes, but I'm saying to you, listen, man, I don't know how many people here read the Drudge Report. I don't know. But I'm saying all...
Yeah. We're in a room full of hardcore left-wing women... For the most part. And she actually decided to ask that question. That's great.
A lot more people know your name than know the Drudge Report.
You're assuming.
I know it's a fair point.
Let's move on.
I understand.
I want to talk about the memo of the call, because I don't believe it's a transcript. In the memo of the call that was released from the White House between your father and the Ukraine president, your father said, I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it. And we have the entire part of the memo here. The other thing, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the attorney general would be great.
So here's my heartburn. They are digging in, and they don't have a crime that they're looking for. They haven't had for 3 years. But they've been investigating the president for 3 years. And what they're doing is they're going through, they're pouring through stuff. They probably have an ashtray analyzed in his office just so they can prove that there was some dope resin in there and he must have been smoking dope. right? So they're doing everything they can to find something wrong with him. Or something he's done wrong. And yet, when you read through these, they go right past the obvious. Because they're not interested. They want to find him. They want to catch him. They want to nail him. Don't you remember how excited Joy Behar was? There was some kind of memo that came out. And they're like, she's like, we got him. He's done. You wouldn't be that excited unless you really hated somebody that much. I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot. Our country has been through a lot. And Ukraine knows a lot about it. Yes, because they were involved. The Ukraine was involved in trying to sway our election. There was a lot of corruption before this president in Ukraine. The records are still available. And he said, I'd like you to find out what happened with this whole situation with Ukraine. Now, the Democrats are still investigating the 2016 election, but are they really? Is it really what they're trying to do? Because if they are, here you go. You've got information. They say that CrowdStrike, which is one of the companies that was doing the investigation and actually helped put together that dossier or information for the dossier, and he went on to say, well, I guess you have one of your wealthy people, the server, you know, they saw Ukraine has it all. So what he's trying to say, we know you have corruption. We had corruption. We know that you were involved in this as a country back then. We know that you have records and a way to look into it. Can you please look into it? And basically, let's put this thing at rest. Now, somebody on the left right now is shaking their head listening to me going, no, that's not what happened, and you know it. He just didn't use the words, but he was doing a nod, wink, wink, as you go after the Bidens. And the next paragraph proves it, right? The other thing, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son. Do you want him to say, that guy's son? That Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out about that. It's a question for me. And if you're honest, and you're on the other side of the aisle, wouldn't you want to know why they stopped the investigation? Right? In this case, Joe Biden openly says it's a quid pro quo. Then he told him point blank, you ain't getting your money till this guy gets fired. You know, the one doing the investigation on my son. Want him gone. Does it benefit to the president? A benefit to the president's son? They get the money. The son gets a job for 50 plus K a month. And crickets from the left. They don't see any problem with this. Absolutely none. Biden stopped the prosecution. A lot of people want to find out about it. So whatever you can do with that, the attorney general, would be great. Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution. So if you can look into it, it sounds horrible to me. If Biden had or tried to have an effect on the 2016 election, if he benefited from his position as VP to get his kids some money, that's all wrong and illegal. Why wouldn't you want them to look into that? Why wouldn't you want them to look into something illegal like that? But they're going to twist that every way to Sunday.
This is the basis of the impeachment inquiry.
No, it's not. Let's just get back to reality. The basis of the inquiry is to get him out no matter what. And here's what I'm going to love. Here's my prediction. And I, you know what? The Senate will take it up. They'll bring in Schiff and others. I would subpoena the crud out of everybody. And embarrass the crap out of the Democrat Party. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Write it down. If you got to go, sorry, you can find us on the internet. Otherwise, hang out. We got another hour coming up.